the
LEAP conference will.
We've got a new year. We have a new year, and of course, I immediately made a mistake in the first line in your outline, which is I said start off 2009 because I'm still having a hard time even writing checks, changing dates on things. So I apologize for that. We'll correct it when we post the outline. But it should be start off 2010 with the right attitude. That's our goal, is that we're going to start off with the right attitude. And attitude is not just anything. It's virtually everything. And some people take the approach that it's everything. I step back from that because I believe, there are other things that are out there that exist that are important in terms of driving you forward, but attitude is a huge aspect of it. It's a huge part of it. And attitude is something that we have a lot of choice around. I know a lot of you say, oh, I'm depressed, I had bad things happen, or I did this, or, and it really is choice. We need to keep looking at choice. Choose to do something different. Choose to do something. We can always, no matter what our plight is, we can always kind of turn that by looking at a different way. I mean, and I'm not suggesting people that there aren't things that have happened in your life that can shock you on a temporary basis. We've all had our shocking experiences, and each one of us have had different ones throughout our lives, and we might be going through one right now. And a lot of times you hear me talk about, from time to time, about my brother being shot and killed by his wife. That was a shocking experience to me, and I did get angry, and I did get depressed about it, and I got very angry. But, I addressed my anger with God because that happens to be, who's in control of my life. And so I grappled with that and spent a lot of time crying out and getting angry with God. And it was the next day that I was able to start turning that picture. And that's what we need to do, is shift that attitude, because there are all sorts of things that can get in our way. We can get caught up in victim mentality. We can get caught up in negativity, because there's plenty of that. But the idea is, how do we shift? And it's just choices. We just start making better choices. We start refocusing the direction. So for me and my brother's situation, it became the blessing of being able to take on these two children who I love dearly, my niece and nephew. And the ability to bring them into my house and to be able to look at them in their incredible position. And no matter what it meant for me, it was 10,000 times more important for them to have a loving, caring environment, because they were 14 and 16. And my goodness, how could I ever, ever grapple with the idea that at 14 and 16, these kids lost both parents, one dead, one in prison. I mean, it was so amazing to me, and it was such a blessing that I could be there for them. So notice the shift. It was no longer about my brother. He was gone. It all became about what I could be, what position I could serve in that new situation. And I think that we need to start looking at our lives in that way. It's the glass half empty, glass half full, and that will help trigger for you a new direction, a new attitude. It'll help shift that attitude, no matter where it's coming from, by looking at life that way. And some people will say, well, all those rose-colored... Are you kidding me? It's not about rose-colored glasses. It's just choice. It's a really choice. It's choice about looking at the greatness of what we have. It's another reason why, I talked about it yesterday in my Sunday school class I taught, and I talked about, that's why I love sometimes sending kids, teenagers, on mission into the mission field, because they get so excited about their $400 blue jeans and their iPods and all this stuff, and you send them to Africa, for 2 weeks in a mission trip, and they'll come back a changed person. It's the concept that we get this idea about how horrible our life is, or how we don't have this, or we don't have this, or things are bad, or things are tough, or, all this kind of stuff. But the reality is that there are zillions of people that are 10,000 times worse off than we are, and we need to keep a perspective of the greatness that we do have in our life. And much of that comes from what you can create yourself. So take on 2010 with a new attitude. I'm just asking you to look at yourself with a new look. You all have tremendous capacity to make things happen and do things differently and create greatness around you. And you know that inherently. It's inside of you. You may have masked it. You may have convinced yourself otherwise throughout the years. Events might have happened to detract you from, giving that focus and attention to the greatness that's within you. But throw the distractions and all the other trash aside and focus back on the greatness of what you have. It's the gifts you have, the greatness, and what you can create. And that's what we need to approach it. We need to, as networkers, the heart, the attitude of gratitude is so critical. And of course, I've done plenty of Monday calls on that issue alone. So I suggest that you go out there and you start, look back at the Thanksgiving Day. It's usually around Thanksgiving in my ManaTrain website where you can find heart of gratitude, attitude of gratitude. So critical for us to have that attitude of gratitude. And that just means, again, being grateful for everything that we do have. And that means grateful for Manatech. It means grateful for Amertos, grateful for, Sam and Rob Sinnott and Steve Fenstermacher. I mean, these guys are taking on a task that's, when Wayne Badavinas took over a year and a half ago, I said, man, I wouldn't want that job. You know, I mean, there are a lot of blessings that there are these people that are willing to step up and take on, the tasks that they're taking on so that you and I can have a better tomorrow in the field. And that's a greatness. I honor them, and I'm thrilled that we have men of such stature, and it's just great to have them step up in that way and service in that incredible way. We also need to have a part of our attitude is a belief in ourselves and a belief in the business. And belief is a big issue. And, there's a book out there, The Magic of Believing, and I think it's so critical that you really get a grasp of that. We all need to, because belief in yourself, I think his name is Bristol, the guy who wrote the book, for those of you who don't, it's called The Magic of Believing. And it's a foundational core principle. It's a key ingredient. I don't think that anyone goes anywhere without belief. And if you look back at Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, he studied all the successful people for how many years? 20 years. He was commissioned by one of the great, steel barons to go out and write a book and determine what it is that makes people successful. What created success in these people's lives? And, through all of his 20 years or 18 years of research, Napoleon Hill found that it had nothing to do with their walks of life, how they were raised, their education, their, ethnic background, their, environment, who their parents were, what their history was, none of that. He said the number one most critical key ingredient was their belief. They had this undenying belief. They believed that no matter what, they were going to be successful. And how many of us on this call today can say that's true about ourselves? And that's a question for you to answer. Where is your belief around that? Where is that undying belief? Do you have it? And you can argue with me and say, well, Mary Jo, but this and this. And I go, I don't want to hear the buts. Everybody has buts. Everybody. What makes you so unique around having buts? But this, but this, but that. What is this, what that? Quit focusing on the buts. Focusing on the greatness. Focus on the belief. Focus on creating better today, better tomorrow. Today is what matters. You can do something about today. So start focusing on the right things and get clarity around that and watch what happens. And that's what these guys did. They had tremendous turmoils in their life. You hear these incredible stories of people, knocked down 7 times, got up an 8th, knocked down 100 times, got up the 101st. And it's the constant belief that tomorrow is going to be better. Each day is going to be better. And we just continue to believe that and look forward to that. Because the power of belief is amazing. What comes in your direction in so many different angles comes to you just with the power of belief. So make sure your belief systems, and you've got to say to yourself, what are you doing about that? What are you doing to improve your belief if you have some problems? Whether you're building your belief by reading books or subscribing to Network Marketing Times because you want to learn more about networking, you're a professional, you're in this industry, you ought to have a subscription to Network Marketing Times. You ought to be reading more. You ought to be, out attending, conferences and conventions. You ought to be building your business, building your profession, and start building your belief in that profession. And that's important because that's what's going to help you achieve the greatness in the profession you've chosen. So you need to take action to build that belief. As other areas of building belief are, of course, reading, you know, I say reading good books. There's tons of them out there that will help support you in self-development. There are tons of them out there that are going to help in different, whatever direction you're going in. And also attending things like the Clemmer and other self-development seminars, things like that will help grow your belief as well and help you get back on track. And one thing you want to do is as you watch each day, when you see that creeping cynicism or, you know, cynical nature, or you just got to quash it like a bug. Quash it like a bug. Just take that thumb out and press it on top of a tabletop, like almost like you're pressing and squashing that bug, because it has no place in your life. And choose that for 2010. And it doesn't matter about Manatech or any, it applies to every aspect of your life. This isn't just about Manatech. This is about your family relationships. It's about your spiritual walk. It's about your employment position. Whatever aspect of your life, quash that cynicism, because it has no place. It eats away. It just destroys. And so we keep positive and keep that belief system going, and make sure you're taking action to continue to feed that belief in the right direction. You want to do the things that will make your goals breathe, live, and thrive. And we've talked about that before. We've talked about the daily dozen, how critical it is to have that daily dozen in our life, that we use that form on a daily basis. I think it's the best tracker. I love it. I enjoy it. I'm using it. My people are using it. It's just a critical one because it tells me when I'm falling off track and where I have to redirect myself and then make the choice to do it and have the discipline to do that. And every single day, work off a to-do list. You know, I did mine last night. It's like 2.5 pages long. And I'm checking it through, and that's one of the beautiful things I told you about earlier today. I said, you know, I talked with my coaching person this morning. It's about, you know, the glory of just being able to cross through something and say, I did this, I completed this, I completed this, and check, having a checklist so you can check these things off. Critical. And it keeps, it's a self-accountability thing, and it also keeps you very structured and very focused. So make sure that you have a to-do list that you're working on. It has to become a discipline for you. I mean, it's just one of those things that without that, I don't know. I think you get lost in a mire and you shoot from the hip. You become that blade of grass that the wind blows one direction, you go there. The wind blows another, you go there. You don't want to live your life like that. You want to live your life by choice and commitment, not by chance and circumstance. So make sure you have a to-do list every day. It takes, you know, very limited time at night to work that out, because it's maybe it takes you 5 minutes, sometimes 10, maybe half an hour. But the planning time you put into it is worth 10 times the results. So make sure you're putting that together. The other thing I'm asking people to do is draft affirmations on the three most important leadership traits, or four core things we need to be doing with Manatech, you know, the context, the prospecting. Whatever. You need to draft affirmations about it. Because affirmations are technically, they're food for your what? Food for your soul. They're food for your subconscious. You're feeding your body every day. I told somebody this morning, I said, you know, affirmations are like Fido bursts for your subconscious. Why doesn't your subconscious deserve Fido bursts? Of course it does. So look at affirmations very differently this year. Look at them as crucial for you. You know, I came to a point in my life where I felt, you know, I drafted my affirmations and I carry them with me, and I thought all of a sudden came to the conclusion, well, Mary Jo, you're living that life. So, you know, and I stopped using affirmations. Well, guess what? Guess what's back in my life? How lazy can I be? How easy is it to do affirmations? But it's easy not to do as well. So no matter where you are in your walk in your life, we all can use affirmations. And affirmations help change us. They help direct us. They help us to make those fine-tuned tweakings that we need in our life. And so all of us need them. And for those of you who participated with me in that 90-day challenge, I really want you to go back, and I suggested this at the close of our challenge, was to take a few of those daily challenges that you had that really hit home run balls with you. In other words, they were ones that you went, wow, do I need this? Wow, is this important? And some of you might have all 90, but I'm taking the ones that really raised your consciousness to another level. And I had like three of them that really hit me. One was patience is a virtue. That was a real big one for me. So what I do is I said, take those three or four and draft affirmations about them so that you consistently are feeding phyto bursts to your subconscious. Because you're reinforcing these things in your mind and your body, and eventually what happens is you shift. It won't happen today, but it'll happen over time, and that's the importance of affirmations. So build your affirmations. Crucial in your life, and again, not 40 of them, but you know, I tell people don't utilize more than 3 to 6 probably total. I would go more than that because it's hard to when you build too many of them, you dilute them all, and you want to focus on a few. Some people believe in only having one and working on one thing at a time. Another thing I want to advise you to do that really is helpful is post on your wall 1 to 2 off-the-chart motivational statements. We shared some motivational statements the other day on one of the calls, and I think motivational statements are huge. So you ought to have something posted in your office. And some of you go, well, Mary Jo, I have this, and I have this one over here. And I go, great. So how is it influenced you? And people go, well, good point. I said, great, so it hasn't worked for you. So what does that mean? What does it mean when something hasn't worked for you? A lot of you go into, well, it's just because I haven't done this, or it's because of me, or da, da, da. And I go, no, it's the wrong statement. Or maybe you have too many of them up in your office area. You have too many sitting around. So isolate. You know, and that's why I put 1 to 2 off the chart. Things that are really crucial for you, things that really will make a difference for you if you focus on them. But the focus has to be on them. You can't focus on 12. So find 1 or 2 that are really crucial for you and use those. Put those up and make sure you're reading them every day and that you see up your computer somewhere where you constantly get affixed to them. And don't add 12 more as diversions. Work on things that are tough, and sometimes we get diversions up there because we're uncomfortable with the ones that we've chosen. Well, if you're uncomfortable with the one you chose, that's the one you need to have. So make sure you get that. If you need motivational statements, there's plenty of places you can look at. You can even Google today motivational statements and see some in there, but I suggest that you take something that's an important issue for you. Like if focus and clarity are important for you, then find a motivational statement around focus. You know, you can Google, you can find almost anything on the Internet today. It's so easy to find information and data. So, but make sure that's part of your life. And the other thing I put in the attitude section was stop living in the past. And I do entire coaching sessions around living in the past. So I don't need to tell you that this is a big area, and this is an area that potentially has a lot more that can be, you know, stated than what I'm stating in here, because living in the past is robbing you of your future. And why would you ever want to do that? So the biggest thing you need to acknowledge is ask yourself a question, what are you going to do about the past? And when you answer that question, that should tell you what to do with it. Because if you can't do anything about it, why are you hanging on to it? It's silly. It's absolutely silliness. It's waste of time, waste of emotion, waste of energy, waste of all of that. And that applies to somebody who can look back at their past and say, I had a terrific past. As well as somebody who can look at their past and say, what a waste of time. It doesn't matter what has happened in your past. You have absolutely no control over it. And the more you hang on to it, the more it controls your future. Your past is controlling today if you allow it to. But that's you making decisions around allowing it to control it. And that's why I believe, even at the end last week, I will share with you, I sat down and I was saying, okay, Mary Jo, what are you carrying? What baggage are you carrying? Was there something you're carrying around with you that, you know, and so I started digging inside me saying, okay, do I have any, am I carrying any negative thoughts? Am I carrying any, you know, kind of, what should I say, a discouragement around a person? Do I have some unforgiveness perhaps around somebody? And you know what? Only one person came up in my head. Now that's a pretty clear conscience, okay? I only had one person that I carried stuff around at that level. And it happened to be another presidential in Manatech. Isn't that intriguing? And I'm not going to tell you who it is because that's not important, but it was somebody who I felt had wronged me, you know, 6 months ago. And there were some repercussions of it that, you know, and I already had kind of, we kind of worked, you know, the person had semi-apologized to me and da-da-da-da, but there were still some other things that came out, you know, a few months later that kind of went back towards it. And even though I had kind of put it to bed, I found out, and I hadn't thought about it in 3 months, but I'm telling you, when I started digging last week, that popped up in my brain. And I was like, you know what, I'm not going into 2010 with any of this. So I wrote the person an email, and I put in that email that I asked for forgiveness for the anger and the negative thoughts that still obviously were a part of my process, and I totally accept his or her apology around what had happened. So it was just a release. And you know what? I didn't receive a response to my email because probably, number one, I totally shocked the person in getting it. But number two, it wasn't about getting a response. It was really about Mary Jo releasing it and letting it go so it wouldn't continue to be a part of trapping me. Now, that's what you need to do. You need to get rid of, dump the past. You need to release that. You need to look at yourself and say, what am I carrying? You might have negative thoughts about your upline or your crossline or something in Manatech or something, you know, and you just need to get rid of it. And some of you think, oh, by getting rid of it, well, Mary Jo, why did you apologize to that person? They're the ones that did you wrong. And I said, well, I apologize because I carried the anger towards them. And that's not a good thing. It's not about being right. It's about release. It's about you walking in a path that's going to serve you in the greatest way. And carrying anger and unforgiveness is never going to serve you. I don't care what you say. Never going to serve you. Never. It's all negative thoughts. It's all negativity. It's all, you know, something that just causes things inside of you, and it robs you of clarity and love, and it robs you of being the greatness that you have to be. So release it. Get that. Get rid of your past. Get rid of the negative thoughts. Get rid of the regrets. Get rid of the stuff that you carry. If you look at 2009, was 2009 a tough year for a lot of people? Yeah. You all got copies of my Christmas letter. You would have thought we had the greatest 2009 since, you know, sliced bread, right? Because we did, considering where we started the year in projection to having the greatest depression that we've ever seen in the history of mankind. And we would have seen that happen if we went to bail out banks, because without banks, we'd have nothing. I mean, they do control our financial and the business world. And the important thing is that we did a lot of things that helped stave off what we could have been experiencing. Now, we still have some lumps and bumps to go through, but the perspective is something great. I mean, 401ks have recovered and all this. So 2009 was a tough year, but it was a great year. And we still have a lot of people without jobs, which is a painful process. We still have a lot of downside. A lot of us lost a lot in our Manatech business over the last couple of years, and we still want to look forward and recoup and all of that. But it's a starting point. 2010 is a new year, and we don't look back at 2009 and hold regrets and grudges and all that stuff. We go away and move forward. And don't forget about our languaging, because we had that great trainer at the boot camp, and it's back. You can look at the boot camp summary. You can also look at Manifest, because he was, I mean, ManaQuest, or I shouldn't call it ManaQuest, we renamed it, the Super Yes event we had in Chicago, because he also attended that, about the exclusionary versus inclusionary language, and start really working on your languaging around that. And it's important that we get into inclusionary and get rid of exclusionary language. Don't talk about what things aren't, but talk about things in a positive way, what they are. Stay around and off of all your negative casting and start being positive. And don't forget to add that. That might be something great you add in your affirmations as well. So stop living in the past. Move forward to the future. We only have the future. Today is what matters. I love that book, too. If you haven't read that one, that's a great one. Maybe we'll put that in our book club. But right now we're working on Leadership and Self-Deception. That's the book that we're using for January. So, okay, so stop living the past. So everybody, right attitude. We got a new attitude. We got a new tomorrow. We got a new 2010. The next part of the outline was just find your mentor, coach, accountability partner. Must. This is a must. This isn't a maybe. This is a, I'm not really serious. I don't know if I really. Absolutely. Accountability is critical in every aspect of your life. If you don't have accountability, guess what? You're guaranteeing failure. You're guaranteeing mediocrity. You're guaranteeing not to achieve the success that you could possibly achieve because there's not anyone out there really pushing you. You can talk about being self-motivated. I'm self-motivated, but I need accountability as well. And so it's important for all of us to have it. The Coach Roy program, there's a new one coming out in January. Some of you have been in my coach. And he does such a terrific job. I know his price is unbelievable. Last year, I think he was doing $350 for 14 weeks. That's craziness. It's crazy. It's so cheap. Look at that as it comes forward. It'll probably come out either this week or the week after we get back from Hawaii. I think we're kicking off in February with his program. But it's great to be a part of that process, to have some kind of coaching program that's very reasonably priced where you get weekly calls by a coach and weekly group meetings. But it's about you choosing, you creating the results you choose. And that's what the Coach Roy program is all about. There's a new pathway class that's coming up and starting in February, and I am so excited about that. I started redrafting it about a month ago, and I've been working on it. We should have more information out by the end of this week on that as well. And look at that as a possibility. You know, it's really, again, another program focused on ending the program with huge results. We're incorporating MAP, and we're also incorporating a number of the 90-day challenge tools as well as some of the actual challenges that we had in there, just a couple that were really meaningful to me and really had an impact as I looked at the Manatech business. And it's built to give you weekly and monthly accountability. So you're going to have weekly accountability as well as monthly accountability for the six sessions that we have, which will be over a three-month period. So you can look at participating in the new pathway to presidential class. You can, another choice that can be made would be asking your upline presidential to be your coach. If you know who that is and have a relationship, ask them to be a coach and do coaching calls with you. That's huge. I do that for everybody in my organization who wants to be coached, but of course I require them to fill out the weekly forms. And it's amazing how many people don't do that. They don't want to set up the discipline of filling out the weekly forms. And the main reason for that is that they're not doing anything. And if you're not doing anything, then my question is, why do you need coaching? So coaching is critical, but you got to get off your duff and do something. You got to want to create something. You want to make the commitment, set some goals, create something, and you've just been through that 4 weeks of setting goals in December, so now you're on track, ready to go, so you're ready to be coached and find that mentor or accountability partner in your life. And the other thing you can do is just, you know, talk to your enroller. Go up high enough in your organization, the enroller of your enroller, the enroller of the enroller of the enroller, you know, whatever it takes to climb up. And Manatech gives you a breakdown of who's upline from you on the Manatech website, so you can search for that. And if you can't get your upline presidential to do the coaching with you, then you can ask them for a suggestion of somebody between you and them if there are enough people, and they will help support you in that. So it's just important to have accountability in your life. That's one of those things that you definitely want to put in place and get it kicked off at the first of the year, which is now. You know, don't put it off. Don't procrastinate about it. Get it going today. And what about your plan? Remember we talked last week about strategic planning? This is another thing you don't want to wait on. You want to put that plan together. A lot of my people I'm coaching, they're already sending in their BAPs. I gave you a business action plan last week. You can choose to use that or choose whatever plan you want. But you need to have a plan. And you need to put in that plan, what are you going to be doing? Who are you going to approach? What groups, what strategies you have, what materials are you going to use? Examine all the Manatech materials and outside materials currently being used. Do you want to do all of that? As well as, what websites are available? What are you going to be sending people to? How are you going to be interacting? Get a plan down. The reason why so many of you stumble when you go out there and you do prospecting is you get done with prospecting somebody and you go, I don't know what to send them. Well, you know, one of the greatest blessings that we have is that we got rid of all those thousands of materials that we had, so it wasn't a matter of figuring out what to send somebody because you had 1,000 different pieces to choose from. Today you might have 10. So it's not hard. It's an easy process. So just simplify it. We have simplified materials. We have terrific materials to send people. You just pick and choose what you're going to send, and then you be consistent with it so that you truly can run your business as a structured business, not a hit and miss, kind of do this, kind of do that, but be really clear and what websites you may want to use. Everybody has different websites. So, you know, I use some, you know, on the survey form they sent out to the presidentials, they were asking about all the different websites, and it's kind of overwhelming how many websites we have today. But which ones do you use? And which ones aren't you using? That's important to know so that you, and then you just tie to them. You don't have to use, just because Manatech has 12 different websites doesn't mean you need to use all of them. It just means pick the ones that you feel are most appropriate. Have knowledge about the other ones, but pick the ones that you feel are most appropriate and build your marketing around those websites. If you're going to go market Osaline, you ought to pick the Manatech Osaline website, for instance. So that's what you would use. There are just a lot of tools out there you can be using to help support you in your marketing efforts, but be clear with them. Don't go into confusion. Confusion is just a form of resistance, so stay out of resistance and stay out of confusion. So get clear on that, and that's all part of your plan, what your plan suggests. And then the last thing I want to talk about today is just the newness of everything. You know, we have a lot of great things coming up aboard, and this is what makes me so excited about going to Hawaii a week from today. You know, yes, Hawaii is beautiful, and it's wonderful to be there, but more importantly, there's just a newness, there's a new energy, there's new effort, there's new things coming out in Manatech, and I almost feel like it's a restoration. I called my outline today Resurgence because it's a resurgence of what I had 5 years ago in Manatech, and it's really a restoration of our heart and our soul and our compassion for the business, for the Ambertos, for helping people, and I see this resurgence occurring, so it's exciting. It's some of the newness that we're going to see is, number one, is the incentive. I don't know where it's going to be because I never go out. I'm not a gossiper. I don't dig and try to figure out things and, you know, nudge my way in. It's not important to me. I'll find out when you find out. In fact, some of you will know long before I know, but that's okay because I'll find out when Manatech deems it appropriate to allow us to know. And I think that's going to be in Hawaii. But as soon as it comes out, people, I'm guaranteeing you an email is going out because I'm going to be wrapped up in the new incentive. I can't wait to go. I can't wait to be on another trip with all you guys. It's such a blast to be out there. So let's make sure that, you know, we all get our heads, you know, in the right direction about the new incentive. And I'm excited about, you know, what we need to do to prepare for that. Because some of you are going, oh, yeah, well, what do we do now? Well, you know, if you want to know what to do today for the incentive that's going to be announced next week, all you need to do is go back and look at what they did last year. Last year, they announced an incentive in the middle of a business period, and they gave credit for everything that transpired in that business period. So I'm suggesting that you ought to be enrolling machines right now, getting yourself in a position where you're signing up as many possible people and, you know, contacting tons of people. You ought to be an enrollment machine. I'm a firm believer with every incentive, as you all know who've been around me long enough, that you win the incentive in the first couple of months. You don't wait till the last business period. Because every incentive that Manatech's ever done, there's always points given for automatic orders for new associates. So the more you sign up this month, right now, in January, the better off you're going to be in winning the next incentive. So today's the day, not tomorrow, today. Start today. Really go out there. Get that prospect list going. Get your list, that your MJ Durkin list. Go out there and start making tons of contacts. Get people excited about health. And nothing's better than the first of the year. I mean, people are out there desperately looking at New Year's resolutions saying, you know, I want better health in 2010. I don't know anyone who doesn't want better health in 2010. So if they want better health, you've got ways for them to achieve that. Whether you choose to use the meal replacement program or you do want to, you know, just market supplements, whatever you choose, or you want to market the business plan, whatever you choose to do, make the choice and go out and do it. But do it today, because all of this activity is going to help support winning the next incentive as well. PhytoBurst. Have you used PhytoBurst? Are you maximizing their marketability? I don't think so. If you haven't been visiting daycares and you haven't been passing it around at church and putting out flyers in the, you know, the nursery areas and all that kind of in the children's area and talking to your children's minister, if you haven't gone out and talked to your next door neighbors, gone to playgrounds, posted on playground boards at grade schools, at whatever, you want it everywhere. You want every single preschool as a target market for you with PhytoBurst. So make sure that you're stepping up to the plate on PhytoBurst and marketing them, because there's just so many. I just gave you a few. There are just so many areas that you can respond to. Meal replacement program, that's the next one. You know, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. I'm so excited about it. I hope you guys, some of you bought some of the materials already. We're going to get some more exposure to that in Hawaii. I can't wait. I've already conceptualized and done some work, you know, bouncing back some ideas off of Lydia and working on a program around meal replacement. I think it's one of the greatest marketing tools we're going to have for 2010. For me, it will be, because it truly is a way that I can help people achieve absolutely greater health without incurring a dime. And that's what I'm going to do. It's like the free health program. There's nothing better than to be able to give people these incredible products and absolutely cost them nothing, because all they're doing is replacing a $3 to $5 meal on a day on a monthly basis by using our products. That's the goal. To put that in front of them and show them how that's done is going to be critical. So I'm just excited about that, and I'm excited about the bars coming out to help support us as well. Because I don't know about you guys, for those of you in Chicago, those were absolutely delicious bars, and they're supposed to break at Manifest, so we know that we're going to have them soon. So anyway, so that's great. So what do we do about it today? We just work forward towards it. It becomes part of our plans. You guys, it's your choice. Make 2010 a year to remember. It's really going to be a great year for all of us. It's don't sit around and wait. Some people are waiting for their ship today. Well, Mary Jo, I need to wait. Oh, I need to wait. I need to wait till you get back from Hawaii. I need to wait. We have all these excuses about waiting. There is no waiting. Do it now. That's one thing that came out of the 90-day challenge, which I keep repeating, and I love it when I hear my 90-day challenge people. It says, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing now. Isn't that great? Maybe that's one of your motivational statements. For some of you who have procrastination as a major issue, put that one on top of your computer. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing now. That will get you off your duff and out the door. Network marketing today is exploding. There are more people entering the network marketing industry than any industry. It's huge because of the recessionary time. So you want a piece of that action. So step up to the plate to get that. And for those of you who are still tied and just, you know, love the product so much but really don't want to do the quote-unquote, don't want to go out and find business builders and all that kind of stuff, I think when Manitou came out with a statement that all you need is 10 people who service 20 customers, and you can be presidential, I think that's gigantic. I think that statement alone, I've asked Lydia to draw out a chart of how best that looks, and I'm going to make that available to all of you. What does it look like to have 10 customers who are servicing 10 people who are servicing 20 customers? And how does that format look in terms of structure? Because we want to isolate it to, what, 3 or 4 legs. We don't want to go wider than that and put it in the best structure to maximize results for the people that are doing that. And that's what makes it so much fun. But it's about, you know, starting with 3 and helping them, because you want to help fulfill their dreams as well. So the idea is that you don't go out there and try to get 10 legs with 20 in each leg. You want to condense this to produce maximum results. So I'll draw that picture for you guys and get that out sometime this week. And that's it for 2010. We've got a kickoff. Anyone have any comments or questions about the call today? Anyone? How about you guys? Anyone rejuvenated, regenerated?
Mary Jo?
Mary Jo, yeah. Great call.
Mary Jo, this is Ginny. I was reading in the map thing that it was 30 people having 20 customers or 20 people having 30 customers.
I think you're right, because you need to have 600, right?
Right.
So you have to have, so it's 30. Sorry. That's right. I talked to Lydia. It's 20 people having 30 customers. I think that's what it is. 20 of 30. I think that, in fact, as I was saying it, I was going, wait a minute, my brain was going a different direction. Thanks, Ginny. Yeah, 20 people having 30 customers. And we're going to put a chart together to show you how to do that. I mean, how you should, if you're going to aim that direction, here's the direction to go. Because a lot of people might build it that way, and I think it's a great build. Yep. You
great.
Bet.
Joe?
Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
I just want to thank you so much. I pray to God for a new avenue for resources. You just delivered it with a Fido burst for the pre-daycare centers and the... Church youth groups, that is going to be gigantic.
Huge. Huge. It's absolutely huge. So take advantage and jump on board there. It is huge. I'm telling you, parents are flying off the chart. When they see that little chart about all the different ingredients, vitamin A, vitamin A, where it's, you know, the equivalent of so many carrots, equivalent, they just, they because all they can think about is they're never going to get the right-hand column in their kids. So if they can get them to chew these things, they're getting what's in their right-hand column. I mean, that's what they look at. They just are overwhelmed by it. Great.
I've been handing them out to my on my part-time job. I've been helping them out, handing them out to people. Because, you know, I'm tired. I said, here, take one of these. And then I give them that chart of all the fruits and everything.
Yep.
And they're like, what the heck? You know, and they feel real good. So
yep.
I said, okay, go on the website, you know, and then if you want to order, then I'll show you how to order. So it's good.
Great.
Mary
Super.
Jo, do you just need to have two of those to get all that?
Two. It takes two phytoburrs to get all of those ingredients. Two phytoburrs make up that whole list. Correct.
That's all right. Thank you.
Yep. You bet.
Mary Jo, are you going to have your webinar on Monday nights?
We're not. We're revamping it, and we're going to wait till after Hawaii to revamp it. Okay? But we plan on kicking it off again because I think that was a tool. As long as you guys are in demand for it, we'll definitely put that together. But I'd like to tie something about the new incentive in it as well. Okay?
Okay,
we'll
thanks.
Mary Jo, thanks for loving on us on Monday morning.
Hey, I love you guys. Can I share something with all you guys that are still on the call? You're not going to believe this. But I told you about my email I sent out to the person, and I hadn't gotten any response, remember, but I had to get beyond what happened in 2009, and I sent it out it's been about 10 days since I sent it out. Guess what I got in my email bank during the call today? A response. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
And the person wrote, I wasn't sure how to answer this, but I'll settle for just saying I'm sorry for causing you so much pain. I hope you have a great 2010. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that super? And see, I sent it without any expectation, but it just know that you know that it never can be wrong to get back in relation with somebody that something's ajar, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Love you guys. Any other last-minute questions, comments?
Have a great
Mary Jo,
time.
Mary Jo, on the research behind the Spital Burst when it's compared to different products, do you know anything about that research?
The research behind Spital Burst compared to other products in the marketplace?
Right.
I don't know anything about comparables. I don't know. The only thing that I mean, I don't use, all I use is the sheet. I didn't know that Manatech was going to do something like that. Are you talking about what kind of comparables? Like maybe some of the things like the gummy bears that are out there? I don't know.
I might be mistaken. It may not be with Phytoburst, but I know that there's a piece out there regarding the research on other products. It's kind of like a like the sheet on Max, but
oh well, we have the sheet. We have the sheet showing antioxidant value, showing how crazy these juices are. Are you talking about the one I sent out to all you guys as an attachment? That's a beautiful piece too. Absolutely, that's an attachment to one of my outlines. We did
Mary Jo, I have one here that's under product sales training guide, Phytoburst Nutritional Chews. It says, "Who are we competing against?" And it has the Noni, the Mona V, the Zango.
Great.
That's under training on the Manatech website.
So they put out a comparable for a marketing piece on Phytoburst. Great. Everybody get that? Definitely look at that as well. That'll give you some of the competitive, you know, although I don't think Mona V is really a competitive for Phytoburst. But, yeah, look at that one, too. Thanks, Ginny, because I haven't even seen that one.
I think it's great. It shows all the percentages even on there. And like Vitaburst under vitamin D says 100%, Monavie says 0, Noni says 0%, Zengo 0%. So it's really helpful.
Yeah. But most parents aren't using Monavie or Noni dose for their kids. You know what I mean? They're not. Yeah. I would, but there aren't very many products out there. If you're going to compare Phytoburst with a product, what are you going to do it about, like, Juice Plus little bears that they give? But, you know, that's more of our bear business, because understand those are different products. This product, Phytoburst, was really, really meant to be a phytomatrix for kids. But it's so much more that adults are taking it as well. But it really was meant to be the natural mineral vitamin, you know, 100% natural for children, because our glycobears are still have some synthetics in them. So they are always in the process of building a comparable phytomatrix for children, and that's the origination of Phytoburst. But it came out to be such a bigger product because adults like it that they don't want to call it per se a children's product because they're afraid that adults won't use it. Get it? So, but anyway, but it's a great... my kids today, you know, my grandkids were taking glycobears and mana bears. Now they're taking Phytoburst and mana bears. That's what my grandkids take. Just so I know how to use
combination,
it.
Yeah.
My question is about the research, because I know that Manitex products have been slighted by other companies with some shoddy research. You know, they say, hey, Manitex isn't, you know, using Manipul or whatever. But the research behind stuff like that has been really shoddy. I just wondered... if you knew anything about the...
Well, the whole Manipul issue is in the MAX response. Remember in the news? Yeah.
Right, but my point is that the research behind the piece that Manitech put out that has the Monavie and the other products, do you know anything about the research where they got those numbers from?
Oh, they came from Melaleuca. We didn't do that research. We didn't do that. That research is originally, if you go to Melaleuca's website, you'll find the printout there.
But I think somewhere on that thing, if you read it, it says who the research company was. There's a little pen at the bottom, I think, on the left-hand side of one of those.
Maybe because Melaleuca hired somebody out to do it, right? But we didn't hire the research company. We didn't. They just got that information from, and that's what I used to use is Melaleuca's piece until Manitech came out with theirs. So, but you're saying that somebody's complaining about the research done by that company?
No. What I'm saying is that Manitech has been hit by people putting out shoddy research about Manitech products. I just wanted to make sure that when Manitech puts out a piece, that the research
they're not
behind
shoddy.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can't. All I can tell you is that we didn't hire the research. That research was done around that comparative analysis by Melaleuca. They hired a research company to do it. If they're publishing who that research company is, you know, that's who we have. But it's not like the company itself. It's not like Manitech came to this conclusion by their own independent research. It makes some sense. And they don't want to do that because they don't want to look like it's tit for tat. They're saying, hey, if we hire outside independent people to do this, then we got an independent third party. So there's no conflict of interest that's being done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to make, because we, in speaking about Manitech products, when we're hit with that, you know, well, this company says this about Manitech, we say, well, the information that they're using is incorrect.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure that we had substantial stuff that when we put something out there.
Got it.
It's on manitechscience.org, all those publications and studies.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think we have.
Yeah, and I agree with you, though. I think that if we're going to start attacking other people's products, we better have substantial research to support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that, because the last thing, you don't want to pick apart something that doesn't need to be picked apart. You got it?
But was the original question, who came up with the information on the Phytoburst thing, saying that it was like 60 ounces of chicken or whatever? Is that kind of the original question?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't, but that's just ingredient analysis.
I know that Dr. Sennett or whoever his group is wouldn't be wrong on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think that. I think she's asking about the research of comparative analysis that we're doing. When we say, like, Monavie doesn't have any vitamin D in it, who's doing that to make sure that we are using substantial parties to do that kind of research, so we don't get caught up in this, you know, concept that, you know, that we're cheating on research or not doing it ethically or honestly, or, you know, and that's why they contract with outside parties. They don't want any, if you're doing the internal research, you always have a conflict of interest that's presented. When you contract out to independent third party, now it's somebody else's, your hands are removed from it. Somebody else independent is making this assessment, and that's the beauty of it. Yeah. Okay, people, love you all. And don't forget, none of these people were at Jenner Institute presenting two papers on the incredible impact of amyrtose on the human body, right?
Yes, and amen.
Amen to that. Absolutely. Love you guys. All right, have a great one.
Take care,
Joe. Bye.